Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Library Board faces backlash over collection policy change. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Public Library Board voted last Monday to update its collection policy, allowing more paperbacks and self-published books on the shelves. The move sparked heated debate, with critics arguing it lowers standards and wastes taxpayer money on less durable materials. According to the Gillette News Record, the policy change removes requirements for books to be vetted by industry sources like Library Journal and Publishers Weekly. Opponents, including former library staff, say it weakens librarians' ability to curate the collection responsibly. Some also accuse the board of making room for politically motivated books that previously failed to meet standards. Supporters, including board member Chelsea Collier, say the update gives librarians more freedom to approve books patrons request. Others argued the library policy should evolve over time. During public comment, 15 out of 16 submissions opposed the change. The board also revised its process to allow public input before votes moving forward. Despite the controversy, the motion passed unanimously, and the updated policy will now take effect. Wyoming Senate blocks funding for Cody Shooting Complex. Plans for the $19.5 million shooting complex near Cody have hit a roadblock after the Wyoming Senate rejected a $10 million funding release. Senator Larry Hicks of Baggs attempted to attach the funds to a water bill, but the amendment failed by one vote. The money was originally set aside in 2023, but after the legislature killed the supplemental budget, lawmakers scrambled to reallocate funds. Opponents argued the shooting complex didn't belong in a water bill, while supporters warned delays would increase costs. Despite the setback, project backers remain optimistic. They plan to seek funding through sponsorships and tourism dollars, hoping to revive the state's contribution in 2026. If built, supporters believe the complex could boost Wyoming's tourism industry by attracting competitive shooters from across the world. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.